systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. I bet that was really loud. Sorry, guys. Today is Thursday, April 16th, 2009. My name is Matt.
My name is Braden.
I'm Danny.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Adam.
Yes! We have the Ear Candy guys with us in our new apartment here in New York. We looked at a little property. Where are we? Kind of up in Queens somewhere.
I don't even
and
know.
I saw this for sale sign and I'm like, honey, it's time we bought a house. And you said,
I was like, no, we should not.
That's not what you said. No, I'm a fucking liar. We are at the Ear Candy Studio, though. We just sat in on a show with theirs, episode 25.
2 to the 5.
25. Yeah. Do you remember when we were at episode 25?
Oh, no.
God.
No.
Not at all.
Do you remember episode 179?
No.
Okay, fantastic. And these guys are in with the question of the week with us, as you guys might know them from. Hotcakes introduced us to them, and now we're in their fucking house.
Virtually.
That's creepy.
They virtually introduced
and now you're really here.
And now you're really here in real life.
Amazing.
You guys should have seen how awkward it was when we first saw them.
I know,
you
had, great.
Is that them? Who are they?
I don't know. Call him real quick. See if he picks up his phone.
Is that guy hard?
We had to take so many subways to get here. And we, you know, we're from Montana, so we've never ridden fucking subways before. So we had our tickets from when we went to the stand-up show that was yesterday. And then, you know, this is like, that was really close to where we were at compared to this. This is like in Montana when we had to drive to Missoula to get on the plane. Like, right. It seemed that far, but
except we were, I don't know, we were moving pretty fast.
Yeah, those subways are fucking crazy.
Silver bullet underground.
Do you guys ride those all the fucking time?
Oh,
right?
Dude.
Like, you don't own cars or nothing?
Hey, hold on. And you still live here?
You love that.
God, dude.
We actually saw poop in an elevator in the subway.
God bless.
That's because it is America. The subway elevator. I was telling you guys this.
Right, yeah. Is that...
That's just a nice private little spot for a couple of floors. Yeah. If you could bust it out within getting from above ground to below ground...
It's fair game.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair game.
Anywhere that you could get a little quiet time
is it really that bad here that you... Have no time that you need to shit.
I think,
whenever
it was probably a homeless guy. A vagrant.
You know what I think?
The question is: it the subway riders or is it the bums that live down
it's
there?
The like, it's
you're
the bum.
On your way to work,
it's
and you're
the
like, oh,
bum.
I think people would crap in their suitcase before they crap outside.
Yeah.
And they failed to tell that to us in our directions. It wasn't like, oh, by the way, don't ride the elevator because it's a fucking toilet.
Because there's actually shit.
But the directions you gave us were really awesome.
That's part of the experience, though. I mean, if you don't see a load in an elevator, you didn't really visit New York.
Yeah, you're not taking a story back home. That's way better than Statue of Liberty ashtray.
Yeah, we don't even have subways back home. It's like we have taxi that if you call
we
it,
don't
it
even
will...
have a bus system back home.
Yeah, exactly.
No bus? No public transit
just
at all?
Just a school bus.
Do you guys have...
you ever try to flag that puppy now?
They come in two sizes, big and small. So.
Make it short.
For some reason, there's more of the small, short
ones. Yeah.
One helmet's an applesauce, one without, right?
Do you guys have poop in public in Montana?
You guys poop in public?
People put outhouses out there, but honestly, if it's like, if you live like where my mom lives and you have 10 acres, like when you get home, I've seen my stepdad just take a piss out there, and I would imagine that, you know, if you had to poop, you wouldn't go in the house. You'd just be like, ah.
Right here.
Fucking dumb.
He's a gentleman.
Home is where I can poop wherever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He's got a Drill Alaska bumper sticker and a on the back of his truck. He's a gentleman.
He is a gentleman.
At their house, you're out like 30 miles out of town.
Well, yeah, that helps also. But I've pissed off my balcony before at night. If I wake up
countless times,
a few times. It's cool when there's snow because then in the morning I can go down and admire my work. I'm like, oh, that's almost right. my name.
Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
There's banisters in the way, so it blocks off the piss. Everywhere.
Little rainbow art.
That's
one color.
Yellow.
Monochrome.
Color.
Yeah.
You guys, that's another thing we noticed. You guys don't have Rockstar up here. We haven't
not
seen
many.
It. At
oh, we got Rockstar.
Yeah, there's some Rockstar.
Really? You're just not in the right place.
The energy
yeah.
drink? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Really?
Monster's a big one here. Yeah,
that's all I've seen is yeah, the Monsters, dude, and I can't stand that.
Dude, oh, we got Rockstar by the vat. Are you kidding?
Really? Every,
yeah.
Do the bodegas then just not sell it? Because that's honestly where we've only been.
There's a few. Bodegas carry the different. Yeah they're, yeah, they're all over the map.
If I had known, I would have taken you to the Rock. There's one right down the street that's got the Rockstar.
Shit, it wasn't the one you
It was
took
not
us
the one.
My bad.
No, we did not know when we first
bad.
Met.
Of course.
Yeah,
cool,
if we would have known that you guys were Rockstar.
I didn't see it on the itinerary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that wasn't on the, no. What is the, when
I
the bands
it,
come,
I
they get the.
Yeah, yeah, public. Public
that's
feces.
It. That's the word.
Yeah. Rockstar.
If we give you the shit, what else do you want? Like,
yeah. This is a cultural experience.
It was, totally. It was cool because like, we went and we saw one part of town, and then we
went
just
to
did
a
not,
good part of town.
Well, kind
of.
Yeah. The burgers were shit. You can listen to 180 and hear all about that
sure.
bullshit. But it was, we went through so many different places within, you know, like an hour, and at each mm-hmm. stop, all these different kinds of people kept getting on. And
right.
the whole time, all I can think of was that story we read a long time ago about the lady that was sitting on the subway and she turned around and a dude was there just jerking off in her hair. And I'm like, just kind of looking around.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And,
in her hair?
In her hair. Yeah, in her
yeah.
hair. And
whoa.
She like turned around and saw him and then he took off and she felt like sticky stuff in her hair.
No way.
Finally someone was like, oh yeah, by the way, that dude that just took off was jerking it in your hair. So
whoa.
They were telling me earlier. But
yeah.
Hot loading the curls, huh?
Yeah. She got out like.
Good gravy.
You're going to
no,
need
was,
a lot of Dal Sassoon VO5,
yeah,
Alberto
she,
VO5 to get that out.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Really?
That's where I drink. You're the co-host. I
yeah,
drink, you talk. And
I
there's
wasn't,
four of us. I'm ashamed of you guys.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
God.
I like. I was watching you drink. I was like, yeah. That looks really good
oh,
right
God.
Now.
Right.
Nice and stoned.
Look at him work that
no,
vitamin
no,
water.
Yeah.
I totally was looking at the levels because they're terrible. And then all of a sudden, I saw silence. And I look over and
what's
I see,
wrong with the levels right
I'm
now?
Just too
you mean
loud.
To fix the levels?
Is that better?
Or you're too well. Now you're too quiet. Is the thing?
Of course.
Because when you talk loud, you get
hard limit. It'll be fine.
When you talk loud, you get closer to the mic, and when you talk quiet, you move further away.
So usually when I do that at home, I'm like holding on to mine and moving it with me as yeah. I rock back and forth like a retard.
You need Joe to come over there and tweak your levels.
No, can you just stand tweaking. Here and move
are
it?
Your levels
yeah,
sensitive?
I'll just move it with you. No. There was an energy drink here that they actually took off the shelves because
cocaine.
It was kind of.
Are you talking about
Sparks?
Sparks.
They have that.
Sparks
they have Sparks,
bodega.
Right?
Maybe wait. Only the.
Wait,
bodegas.
they still spell they. Still sell
use your
Sparks.
Words.
Sparks is beer, guys.
Yeah.
But it's
oh, yeah.
energy drink.
It's an
energy
drink.
Beer, and they do sell it. They're in the bodegas.
They took
it
off the shelves.
They
pulled
it, but.
Yeah, they marketed it towards kids is what they.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it says Sparks and
yeah,
that's just
and they were like, hey,
word.
are you 11? You should love this.
Right. And it's a pretty delicious alcoholic beverage.
Bright and orange, and it doesn't say must be under 21 to buy.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
It does say 6% alcohol by volume on it.
Yeah. I think they're going to revamp it. They're going to. Get it back on the shelves.
Yeah,
it's not going away.
Okay,
hey,
good.
We can
well,
only hope.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. There was an alcoholic drink I saw there called Juice.
Yeah,
juice.
It was totally Sparks. It really was.
Really?
She was looking
yeah.
for like normal juice, and she's like, "I can't find any juice I like." And I'm like, "Whoa, there's juice." we don't have that back home.
No so mistaking
it. Yeah, that's kind of cool. So yeah, we did go to the stand-up show, and we got to sit VIP because we got the tattoos.
That was
his.
Awesome.
Wore off
right.
because it was Sharpie, so fuck us. But yeah, that was. What'd you guys think? Your first stand-up show.
Yeah,
your first time meeting those people.
I know. I thought it was pretty sweet.
Are they're not like really. Well, some of them are, but they're not right. all the animals that they are on the forums.
No.
Like you say one thing, and they're like, "Fuck you, go fuck yourself."
Right?
I hate you.
You mean so? You mean to tell me that when there's not miles between you, they're
exactly.
a little bit more reserved?
Yeah.
Is that what? Is that
exactly.
what's happening?
But I think they are just generally, you know, nice people in person. But when
sure.
it's when they get on the internet, they're like, "I'm
oh,
free
God.
To do whatever."
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was where our punchinthefacedotcom business would
yeah.
have came in handy. I think we're almost
well,
have enough money to start that.
Well, we can, you know, add that into the
well,
podcast gangbang.
We can actually start in New York, seeing as how we're here.
Right.
So if anybody, you know, needs someone that lives in New York to get punched in the face while we're here, email info at thejamhole.com, and we'll start that business.
Well, it has to be someone from over the internet.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of people I've seen in New York that I would never punch.
Well, then eventually. Well, yeah.
So
that's why eventually I'd like to get to the point where, you know, we have operatives in each borough.
Right, you have your
you can be like, here's the address, punch in the face, and then they go and they knock on the door and the douche keyboard commando opens it and he's like, fucking duh. And then, you know, you get $20 in your PayPal account.
That's
our business, man.
Is this kind of like a forum vigilante kind of scenario where you're going around and maybe you...
Vigilante is such a strong word.
It's real life superhero.
Yeah, it's just
Okay, all right.
It's just our way of deterring keyboard commandos, so that way, just like when you're an asshole
in real life, you get the
shit kicked out of you.
Yeah, no, I think that I think there really ought to be consequences for people that are like dicks on forums and message boards and stuff.
There should be real
life consequences.
Yeah,
for
like, it's funny and it's fun, but like every day and every post
and every person.
Right.
Really? No, I don't even want to be here.
All caps, I'm going to blow a hot load in your hair.
Right.
Hot load.
You know what
Here's
I mean?
Here's the directions. There
you
go.
You give me the directions, I'll get it started.
I just traced the IP address. Got it.
Yeah.
That's cool because I installed that new thing in our WordPress blog that's called Spy. And you hop on there and it's like real time and it just pops up whoever's hitting your site. And then you hit more info and it's like address and all that.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Cool. Watch out.
Punchintheface.com. Yeah.
Watch where you're flaming, homie.
We plugged that site so many times. We should probably buy it one of these days.
Yeah, someone probably already stole it and selling it for $5,000.
They're like, that's a great idea.
Then you'll have to start punching the face with that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there you go.
One.
There you go. You go punch that guy in the face. You knock his block off. You take his URL. Right?
That's how you do it. Our first customers.
Boom.
Done. Yeah.
Fucking done.
That's a kaboom right there.
Hell yeah.
That's my kind of kaboom.
Fuck yeah. So we walked back from the stand-up place, and we went. We were going to try and get into the after-party show.
Well, we did try.
We were good. It was all of you underage minus.
Yeah, except you're like, hey, Brayden, I'm going to need another $8.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But you
could have
brought your ID, like a better ID. Well, your brother's ID, perhaps.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, so it was like a crapshoot. You know, sometimes they don't card, and so far... Mm-hmm. The places we've been told that generally don't card have been at the door being like IDs to everybody. So we haven't been, you know, but do they usually do that around here? Is it?
You know what's cockamamie is what they do around here is they'll ask you sometimes. They'll be like, how old are you? And if you're like 25, they're like, go ahead.
And you think it's just some guy? Like they just come up?
It's
you're
ridiculous.
Like, fuck you.
Oh, I just had a guy. I just buying a beer last night. I forgot my ID and, the guy was like, how old are you? And I was like, 27. And he was like, all right, here you go. Because I think what it is, if it's a sting operation, the cop cannot lie to them. Mm-hmm. So like,
really? Because I've heard that when you're buying weed, that if you ask a cop that, like that's, I thought that was just an urban legend that has always been around. Like if you're out on the street, you know, being not very smart and being like, hey, do you got weed? And he's like, yeah. And then you're like, are you a cop? And he's like, no.
Right.
Then it has to be, you know, we don't usually have that there. Then you have to.
I told you he moves entirely too much.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Whatever. So we stickered like how many stickers?
400 plus.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it.
Hold on, dude. How many blocks?
All the way from the stand-up show to our hotel room.
Which was about probably 20 blocks.
6 blocks? Oh, I guess the blocks
the
are
long
big.
Ones.
They seem like 20.
Yeah.
Damn, you just replaced the white lines on the street with Jam Hole?
Yeah.
We brought
Where
to you by
you
Jam Hole?
Yeah. We brought enough. Come on. Fuck.
Dude, I would have.
That's a great idea.
Can we do this place on the way back to the train?
We did it on the way here. We're good.
All right.
you got to hit this borough, man.
I hope you guys didn't go and plaster Jam Hole stickers all the way up to your hotel room because then like the cops just followed you back.
That's what I was saying last night. I was saying last night we should stop like a block before the hotel.
Yeah, take a left and then sticker left and then go right.
Like,
yeah,
just go off your track.
Create a diversion.
No, that's funny because we have a Starbucks down there and I was out there smoking the other day and I wasn't thinking that it's like right by our hotel room
and
I'm like, huh, fucking
and it's no big deal that like This morning and yesterday, David and I just happened to go into the Starbucks together with our jam hole shirts on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, kidding. You guys are rocking the jam hole shirts.
We always do.
It's like dude, that is hilarious.
It's like their fucking hotels this way.
Yeah.
Just caught red-handed.
Yeah, but
red-stickered.
Jam-handed and red-stickered.
Yeah, shit. So you want to talk about what happened to our friend today?
Which friend?
Well, we had a friend coming from Rhode Island that was supposed to come meet up with us.
Oh, you're a little
you guys may know him in the chat as 26.
Right.
Is anyone in the chat?
You know,
okay,
wanna...
yeah, you guys know him from the show. Oh, never mind.
Wow. Is there no one watching?
Got it.
Awesome.
Okay, so he was going to come because he lives close and, you know, we're never in this part of the world. So
ever.
Yeah, he was going to drive his Volvo down. And
no, actually, from the rims, it looks like a Mercedes.
He stole those. It's a Volvo.
It's a Volvo with Mercedes rims.
Yeah,
nice.
It might be. But ooh. Yeah, he was on his way here and I get a text early in the morning and it says, my tire just blew out.
I almost died.
I almost died. I don't know what to do. So, and then I get a phone call like an hour after that, and he's like, I think I'm just going to turn around and go home.
Yeah, so.
I'm like, all right.
He had to like call AAA or something.
Yeah, because the lug nuts were like rusted on, so he couldn't get them off.
Yeah.
His little 16-year-old arms like trying to change his tire.
I'm too depressed to turn it. I don't have the will to live or the will to change these bolts.
That's awesome. And I like, that's what you said earlier. Like, you know, why do you even give a shit? He was worried about the other tire blowing out. And it's like, you're so sad.
I know.
All the time,
he
dude.
Seriously.
Just go for it.
Like, I see his Twitters, and Viola was even like saying it's even worse than his Twitter is. But he's just like, oh, I just have like no will to live anymore. I'm so
depressed.
I don't even know why I'm alive. I'll just.
That's, but honestly, when you were 16, what were you fucking doing? Okay, what were you doing when you were 16?
I was doing drugs, now okay. that I recall.
Drugs called razor blades
drugs
on my
and
arm.
Sex.
Okay.
No, actually, that was like 12.
But I think everybody, like, when they're that
dude.
Young.
Was yeah, I was trying to buy
you kidding?
Pearl Jam tickets over Ticketmaster over the phone with my parents' credit card.
Without their permission.
Yeah, without their permission. Yes, I'm Tony Cocozzello. What else do you need? Here's the numbers. I want my Pearl Jam tickets.
Yeah.
I would pull up your information, and you're a 60-year-old man.
Yeah.
Have your balls even dropped? Jesus.
Whoa, man. Mom? Who is this?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I believe it's, you know, Mrs. more than Mr.
Yeah. And then, so are you enjoying our room, our hotel room?
No.
How large it is?
Yeah.
I got room to walk. Like, I love it. We're here now, and this is like a house.
I know, it's huge.
Like, if you cut
got
this
nothing
thing.
But space, baby.
Yeah, this is so great. You could, like, you got stairs that go up and not just an elevator.
Rather than just, lateral stairs that just go horizontal.
So, hey, Matt, how about that tiny tub?
The tub sucks. Every time you have sex in the tub, it floods the whole bathroom floor.
You gotta you gotta go with the water level lower.
Yeah, well, no, it's just because it's so small with two people in there and the spray, like, it's really coming.
Here's what you
bad.
Gotta do.
It just gets everywhere.
I think you gotta stop doing a cannonball in to finish.
Well, see, his back's on one side of the shower. My face is crammed against the other.
Yeah,
it's so
tile done.
All you hear is giggling the entire time. They didn't even know we had sex. They're like, all I heard was a bunch of giggling and whatever.
Oh, and you're in a hotel with these dudes, too, so that's your only option. Or, Starbucks bathroom.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, that's classy.
Or the elevator at the subway.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Not anymore.
I actually ran. I walked into a public restroom the other day. This is a very New York thing. I've had this happen numerous times where I walked into a public restroom. And it was like the individual stalls, but it was like a room.
Right.
And to two of the pastiest people, just like reverse cowgirl, just fucking railing. Just railing. And at like a bar on like the Lower East Side.
Oh,
I don't understand how that happens. Like,
are you sure they were fucking and it wasn't performance art?
It was like
a lot of that.
Well, and I thought that they were just the types that were maybe into being caught. I thought they were those
right,
people.
Voyeurs,
but
kinda,
but
yeah.
Then I didn't tell my friend specifically because I knew he was going into the bathroom, and I thought I was gonna like have a gag, I'm gonna let him walk in. But when he walked in, they had locked the door, so they were actually just fucking in there, not realizing that they didn't have the door locked. So was it like a, it wasn't like a taboo we want to get caught kind of thing.
Yeah, it was like,
it was, it was like, holy shit, I can't believe we were just railing and we forgot to lock. Like, how is that not the first thing you do?
It was probably more, they thought they did. It was either that or the, you know, her mom's house or his mom's house. So
right.
They chose the bathroom.
Is it usually, though, is it tourists or is it people that live here?
They
more?
Looked very like, indigenous to,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could almost, I'd go in there and be like, this is, I don't know. Like, that's, I don't want to be naked anywhere near
and in a, you may as well be in a subway elevator.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. If like, I mean, it's the bathroom.
You made eye contact?
Yeah, I was in there. I opened it, made fucking eye contact. I just saw
Who'd
white.
Who'd you make eye contact with? Guy or the
both
girl?
Of them. They were both. They were both very surprised to see me.
Then the
so,
girl.
Without a fucking camera, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
No handy cam.
Fuck.
But like, just full on, just like railing, like going hard. Like you could hear like slapping from outside the like as I was opening the door. Like I just heard clap, clap, clap. It was ridiculous.
Oh, that's so awesome. Did you guys ever, you know, there's like the live video site and then Ustream, and then there's one called Justin TV. Have you ever heard of that at
no.
all?
No.
Okay, they have this thing called Adam's Block, and it's a block in Frisco where this kid just put two cameras and he streams it all the time.
Yeah, out of his like apartment window or whatever.
Yeah, but the kid that started that whole site, like he started it by just going around town for a whole month or however long with a handy cam attached to him, and just it recorded the shit he saw, and like because he lived in kind of a shitty place, it was you guys should totally do that.
Oh
here.
God, you would see honestly, if you guys you'll see some crazier shit. When do you leave Monday?
Yeah,
oh,
Monday.
Yeah. I guarantee you will see a B celebrity
poop in the elevator.
Poop in an elevator.
Is no, yeah.
On,
that's
the way,
like,
on the way back to our hotel,
the
we'll
bucket.
Probably see.
Dude, you're totally, it's.
You'll see poop in a lot of other things on the way back to your hotel. Like poop in an old tire, pooping.
In A or B? Because B, we're here, man. We're good.
Yeah, right? I feel like you.
It's awesome. You guys are the celebrities of this part of town.
Oh,
know,
shit.
Like, everybody.
I was thinking more like a John Lovitz or like know, somebody
I was thinking, like,
odd.
Maybe we'd run
Donahue.
Into Keith and Hemder or something.
Right.
Like, holy
maybe.
Shit, we just saw you guys.
Yeah.
But we're here in your house.
They live, I think they just, they're probably
they're
just down the street, actually.
Yeah, we got their address. We've been stalking them for a while.
So oh, word?
No big deal. No big deal.
No big deal.
So, we're just going to do some Fuck My Life. We got some confessions, and then we got a few
we
new
got,
stories.
Whoa, we got some
do we got
secret tweets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
oh boy.
Yeah, this is my new favorite thing.
God.
Some secret tweets.
New favorite
and
thing.
Actually, we're going to do something that's maybe, I don't know, maybe it's never been done on a podcast before, but you're going to read it off your phone.
Yeah.
Not even off a computer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's
off your phone.
You guys, I got some Harlequin romance tweets, if
very
you guys.
Excited.
And then he bent me over his knees.
I got some Fabio on a White Stallion tweets.
His shirt was unbuttoned and glistening. The muscles.
His throbbing member.
Yeah, lots of throbbing members.
You know what I love is when they refer
throbbing
to
a, member. No, wait, go.
When they refer to a guy's dick as his talent. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
That is my favorite thing
he pushed
in the world.
His talent deep inside me.
Oh,
his
man.
Talent.
They,
he revealed his talent.
I've heard that with Jesus. Those that one sect of whatever, you know, worshipers that they're all about like having sex with Jesus and making love.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Their love is like love for Jesus and they replace all the words with Jesus.
Oh,
and
wow. It's like a weird,
it's creepy.
Anti, weird sacrilegious mad lib.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sorry. You guys also, you remind me of that one. Was it the Blues Brothers where one of them goes home and he like makes his sandwich and he lays down and then the train goes by in New York?
Yeah.
Like when that first came out, I was a kid. I totally thought like, yeah, right. Like that people don't live by the subway.
Oh, dude.
And yeah, before we
I live by an Amtrak.
Is that what
it's
that
Amtrak.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I
just
thought
comes
that was
flying
like
by.
You want to hop on that puppy? Thing. You head over to Pennsylvania. Or,
really?
Yeah.
You guys want to go to Pennsylvania?
Let's go.
Jump
that
a,
up.
Yeah. Jump a passenger train.
So did I tell you guys? Oh, did you have anything else you want to talk about first?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did I tell you guys what's happened today?
No.
What else
absolutely
happened
nothing.
Today?
No. Today, is that good?
Maybe. Watch
okay.
it.
Today I found my phone under the car seat after 3 days. Did I tell you that? I lost my phone.
Right.
You know where it was?
Where?
In the car seat. Uh-oh. You know how long it took me?
What?
3 days.
That's a long time.
3 days. I flipped it open, ready to issue apologies to everyone who had tried to get into touch with me. And I had worried. You know, my mom, maybe, my brothers, my sisters. People worry about me. I'm important.
Right. You're cared about. I care about you, bro.
No missed calls. Fuck my life. Oh. None at all.
3 days.
Fucking lonely.
I tried to tell you, but you didn't listen.
And then even your girl's calling you.
I know. Sorry. She's like, 3 days. We already got a divorce, marriage and all. We're good.
You had mad Facebook comments, though.
Right. Yeah. Mad. Yeah.
Mad status updates. Fucking status updates.
That's so awesome.
Matt's going Facebook to the store. Status,
it's complicated.
It's complicated.
I love that. Their status relationship. Fuck you. It's complicated. Yeah. Is it?
It's always complicated.
Two people being together, is that really fucking complicated? I'm sorry. Yeah. It is.
Find a restroom and have at it.
In the elevator. Today I was what? Hold on. Pet sitting. I can't believe my eyes told me that's what that word was. For my neighbor's new puppy. Right? Neighbor. Got a new puppy.
Right.
Okay.
Quit hitting
just drive
shit
eject
with
your- good okay yeah he doesn't like his new puppy because I'm pet sitting. A huge thunderstorm came and the puppy started whining and shivering violently, like, you know, they tend to do, shitting all over the place, pissing. I pulled it into my lap to try and comfort it. One loud clap of thunder later and the puppy had explosive diarrhea.
Oh my
all
God.
Over me.
Did
fuck my life.
Did its water delivery man feed it
yes
Snickers?
It might have. Was this like 7 months ago?
That's
in,
that's a callback to it.
Columbia Falls, Montana
show.
You fucking bitch, I hate your dogs. Today I was walking back to my home in the city in the dark. I'm paranoid. This might be us, guys.
Whoa.
Did you make an account on here already?
We may have.
Because I did not, so.
Does it say anything about excessive amounts of jam hole stickers?
Oh, my Mercedes got stickered by jam hole stickers throughout my life. And a cop car. Just kidding. I'm paranoid, so when I saw movement behind me, I clutched my mace. Ball and chain, just
right.
At the ready. Yeah. I'm ready. Fucking keys. In
who
the
carries
fucking
one of those?
My
medieval
dad.
Implements help you from not help you to not get raped.
Right.
That's yeah. My dad used to my fist.
My dad used to carry one when he'd repo cars. He had, you know, that 9, and then he had a ball and chain like in the trunk and shit.
Oh,
shit,
I thought you were talking about his wife.
Oh, well, no, the mace.
Boom.
Did I say ball and chain?
How you doing?
Where's that bell?
But yeah, that thing is, wow. Oh. I think she's talking about something else. Oh. The faster I walked, the closer the person seemed to be. I spun around, hit him in the head with my, no. Spun around and sprayed my attacker with mace. It was my shadow.
Oh, God.
And the wind blew the mace back into my eyes.
Fuck.
That wasn't the wind. That was your shadow fighting back.
Right.
That is
like deflected. That
your shadow
shit.
Was like, I'm not gonna. You're not gonna rape me.
I ain't taking shit from you.
I ain't going down like that.
I've been watching you all night. It's cool.
Oh baby.
Today
been
I was
begging
eating
for it.
Huh?
No.
Okay. Begging for it, shadow.
Today I was eating some leftover Easter peanut butter M&Ms.
Whoa!
What?
This
what were
is
you
David.
Eating?
Is no,
this David?
This is he brought the M&Ms.
I threw up all over the place and missed the Jam Hole Live show with ear candy. Fuck my life. No. we were though, seriously, just eating those.
I know.
That's, yeah, on the plane and then off. Yeah.
Ever since the $51 cheeseburgers, that's all we've been eating.
$51 cheeseburgers.
It took me a couple minutes, but I did eventually. Oh wait! Whoa. Can we erase that?
No.
Just kidding.
We're not, today, we're not on ear candy anymore.
I explained that. That wasn't nice. But they play music. We don't have music.
I know. Good music, too.
I know.
Well, we have our intro.
You feel bad about making that joke now, don't you?
What? Not at all. That was funny.
That's cool. That's so neat to, like, see other people's shows and shit. Because in Montana, like, there's nobody else that does that.
Yeah.
So when we start it, we're just like, how can we just plug all this shit into this thing and make it on the internet and recording? And, yeah.
Took a while.
We came up with adapters and Y cables and all that shit. You guys have, like, fucking Pro Tools.
Rarely do you see anybody
amazing.
Use PVC pipe.
Yeah. I know.
That is a rare.
And a ladder to hold up the post.
Yeah.
But then again, we don't have a money for a Mac.
It's rare to see copper tubing going into a laptop.
Yeah, I've never seen.
Pro Tools comes on a PC, too.
I've never seen a mic cable made out of wood before.
I've never seen a laptop with two headphone jacks coming out of it.
Right?
I was like, holy shit.
Going into a big old mixer.
Yeah, dude, one looped in.
That is adorable.
It's great.
It's adorable.
That's why I've been wearing the same clothes all week.
Right.
That was my suitcase.
The mixer.
Right.
You had to hold that on the plane.
You got
to
start wearing electronics.
Carry on. I should just. We should just use those lapel mics.
Just wrap yourself in cords and cables.
Probably, we might not be all cramped together like now. And I know. Basically awesome. Sitting in Braden's
Honestly,
lap.
Honestly, though, this is as big as our couches at home.
No, this is bigger.
It is bigger. Actually.
Right, because David, Dana, and I sat on that couch together, and we did not have this much room.
Yeah, but hold on. Does this fold out into a bed?
It does.
But the thing is, done.
That's cool. This couch pulls out, and so does he.
Nice.
Ah, you do it.
That's
straight from
know.
The act. That's straight from his act.
But the thing is we're not all three always on the couch. It's
right, yeah, usually
me, you're
uh-huh.
like in
over
a desk,
there. But
uh-huh. He's a good cool. Catholic boy, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, peanut butter M&Ms at work, I exclaimed, oh, cool, they have E's on them for Easter, of course. It took me a couple minutes. Where's it going?
Someone's going to think it's ecstasy.
I was holding... Uh-oh.
That's what I thought. Someone's going to think it's ecstasy, and he gets... Yeah.
E's. Oh, E. Okay. That was awful.
Right. Haven't you ever seen a pill of...
Yes.
Do they have E stamped on them always?
I've never actually seen one with an E on it.
I always
but
had
ecstasy
like...
ecstasy starts with E. He's bad at making jokes.
Like the trucker lady. Oh. Like the... The mud flap lady
large
stamped
march?
On them.
Yeah,
like,
those
yeah,
in the
large, yeah, and yeah, yeah. And
have you guys seen these?
Those. Oh my god, are those the Playboy
legal,
bunny ones?
I heard, yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah,
you guys want to do a rave cast?
Oh my
just
god,
drop
can
e?
You just flick just, the lights on?
Yeah, fucking back rubs and
really fast.
Techno music.
Power circles.
Oh, God. That would translate great on audio.
This pop filter feels so good on my dick.
It's so soft.
It's so soft on my dick. It's so great.
You got to listen to Ear Candy to hear about the,
the pop.
To understand that that's a callback.
You'll hear all about that.
Episode. That's awesome. Right. So,
we can't make callbacks. I forgot.
It's so great. Everyone knows what we're talking about, kind of. So I turned him sideways. Definitely explains why my coworkers all laughed at me. And pointed at me and called me a retard. Oh. So, today I was going 73 into 55 on a country road when an oncoming cop passed me. He pulled a U-turn. I turned off the main road, took the fuck off. Nos. No, I didn't. I turned off the main road and proceeded to take random turns. Whoa, I did. I'm totally making that up. Fuck yeah. I got lost. Fuck no. No Google Maps or anything like that.
You don't have time for Google Maps when you're
running from the cops.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom. What the fuck? Tom's like, I don't know where the fuck we're at. Yeah.
Signaling all your turns, waiting for the GPS.
You call OnStar up. It's like, is there police sirens behind you? Yeah. I'm not giving you directions.
What the fuck?
No.
Tom does not make a very good Iceman.
No. I think God would be a better co-pilot than Tom.
God would be a better Iceman.
Fucking A. God wouldn't
How do you
have
like
died
that?
When he fucking got his plane shot
sure.
and shit. He could have been like +5 magic God shield. Fuck you now.
+5 magic God shield.
I got lost, was 30 minutes late to work. Oh, and... the cops still gave me 2 tickets, of course. I had to ask him for directions. Fuck my life. You fail. That sucks. Today, I tried to sneak up on my girlfriend who was sitting in her car with one of her girlfriends. It's making out, a little fingering in the twat. I snuck up to the driver's side window and tried to startle her by banging on the window. That's weird. Why would you type that word so many times?
I thought you were going into a catchy little chorus there.
I know. Right?
The window. The window. The window goes down.
The window.
No window. Let the motherfucker. I'll stop now. Go ahead.
The window was down. My thumb went right in her eye. She has to wear a patch for 2 weeks.
Arr.
That's kind of what you did to Danny with your penis the other day.
That was. How did you wake up
boy.
This morning?
I had a penis in my eye socket, I believe.
What was your response to that?
I punched you,
in
I believe.
The balls.
In the cock?
Right. But I'm quick. So it would have been in the cock, but it was like air.
Oh,
No, there was some solid there.
Yeah, that was my stomach. Okay. Today I called the campus police. Anonymously, while my roommate was away, and told them about her weed stash. Ooh.
Wow, narc. That seems just
ouch.
Fucking narc.
Ouch. Because I was
send that weed to Ear Candy. At
you can email that to info at earcandy@newyork.com.
Email all
Joe
your
Cucuzzello.
Weed to Ear Candy. Info
PO
at Ear Candy.
Box Palo Alto, California.
Do you guys have a PO box that people
no,
can
we don't.
Like, send shit?
No, we no, only have we a need... digital PO box. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
To oh, for like emails.
Yeah.
And stuff. You totally just threw me off.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's Joe's. That's Joe's speak. Like go-to joke where he tells people to mail physical things to our email address.
Has anyone actually tried to send you stuff and been like, "Hey, I sent you guys a sack of weed.
I sent you a self-addressed envelope to info at earcandy."
I always say self-addressed envelope. Send it to info at earcandy.
Uh huh. You get a sham wow.
That's so awesome. So I got rid of it because I was tired of her smoking in our room all the time. Of course, I'm a bitch. She had brought her weed to a friend's and got off scot-free.
Oh, yeah.
I have a hearing on Monday for the Adderall they found in.
No way! That's fucking ridiculous.
Can I say it? Can I say it? Fuck your life!
Fuck your life!
Fuck it! Oh man, that is. Awesome.
Oh.
Today I was dressing in my apartment when I noticed I left the blinds open. What does that sound like?
Oh, is this just like what happened to us?
Also on thejamhole.com/YouTube, right. Once we get back from New York and have these videos to edit, you may or may not find a video of our across the hotel way neighbor in her little black bra and panties.
and then
our 80-year-old...
Thing,
lover,
right.
Whatever it was, he
walks
was
in,
old as fuck.
I think she was too. You just couldn't tell.
I don't think so, man. I examined the video many times.
The blinds were closed, but with the lights on, you can totally see through them. But you can't make out like facial features. But
okay, so
you
the face could have been all saggy.
Type.
Well, then,
yeah, it could be wrinkly and shit. She kind of had the old lady haircut and everything.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, through the blinds takes off 60 years.
That's I heard that.
If you go through some mini blinds. Yeah. Is that
mini?
True?
6 years.
If you go through some horizontal blinds, what if you go Venetian?
That way, not that way. It makes you.
What about
if
vertical?
You walk through those stripes, you'd be fucking done. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once she noticed us looking at her and put on her clothes,
she called
and
the
man
cops.
Saw us. They pulled back the curtain and.
Uh-oh.
Looked at us, and she was really old.
Yeah. Was she? I didn't
really?
See that part.
They ended up turning the lights off so we couldn't see him. Well, Matt's over there just going,
there's also
in the window.
Also a picture of that. Right. Fuck my life.
Wow. while I'm at it, fuck my life.
Right. So our neighbors left blinds open right. Outside, a maintenance man...
What?
No.
I can't even read this one
oh,
now.
Wow.
That's so weird, dude. Maintenance man was mowing the grass with an eye shot. Eye shot.
Like within
earshot,
he
can
see it.
Eye shot.
That's
is that a,
yeah.
a word though?
No,
is
it's
that
the new app for the iPhone.
Eye shot.
Yeah.
Oh,
eye shot the sheriff.
That you spy on your neighbor.
I feel like we need the bell so people can acknowledge when there was a joke made. If
right.
Like comedy podcast still haven't heard jokes like the bell. Then they're like, oh,
that's
oh man, I could have hooked. I could have totally hooked up my drum machine right into your mixer.
Man.
We could have done rim shots.
Yeah,
that would have been fun for 15 seconds.
Awesome.
That would have been the lamest thing ever.
Oh, like I've seen a lot of people that come for the live show and take a shot every time there's a ding. So.
Yeah, we have drinking games too. Right. I would not do that because if I ever see you guys doing that, I'm just going to ding it.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so, it's like they're going to puke. No.
Can you keep up?
Yeah.
I saw the maintenance man. He's an eye shot. I figured I'd leave the blinds open and give him a little peek of the goods or the bads, depending on which window you're on.
Sure.
Later, I found a note on my window saying next time, close the blinds.
Wow, that is crazy.
Ouch.
Wow.
Well, she was trying to do like a random act of nudity.
Yeah.
Kind
of.
From a maintenance man, too. You get turned down by a maintenance man.
I know. And just think, if that's the place you live, if it's not a hotel, you got to see him like every day.
Oh, yeah. The note should have said, fuck, you need to call me up.
Yeah.
Because he's the maintenance man and he got one look at her.
I know. She needs
good
a little
God.
Maintenance.
Yeah. You need a little.
I'm the maintenance man, not a plastic surgeon. Call one of them.
I might need to tinker around on that with a mallet and a hatchet.
Yeah.
A mallet and a
here, lay down on the grass. Let me
chisel.
Take a couple off my mower.
Gallagher's new fucking...
Exactly.
Today I asked my girlfriend what her favorite quality about me was. What's your favorite quality about me, honey?
You know, I haven't figured that out yet.
Her answer,
you know, when she finds one.
Well, obviously, her answer is your car. Fuck my life. I don't have a car. Right. That's very nice. So today, my family and I ran into an older man my parents knew. He continually asked me questions like, hey, do you play football? Have you started shaving yet? Etc. What do you answer to etc.?
I don't know.
Etc.
Yes. Dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
Three dots. Three that dots works. And a shrug.
I thought he was joking. He told my parents I had grown into quite a young man. I'm a girl. Oh. And he wasn't joking.
What?
Fuck my life.
Wow.
Do you play football? Have you started? I'm a girl. I have started shaving, though.
Yeah.
Holy
That's
hell.
Awful.
Maybe he meant leg shaving.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But then that's just really
how do
creepy.
You...
Yeah, no.
Hey, and the start shaving. Hey.
Your chotch. Your leg.
How is there a discrepancy about the young man part, though? Explain to me that.
Maybe he thought that she also had a penis.
Maybe. Have you started shaving that yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you shave around your penis to make it look bigger?
You gotta do that.
I got a nice border.
Right.
Sure.
A little beveled edge.
I shave the little zigs in your hair.
Lightning bolt?
Yeah. The
like vanilla ice hat?
Yeah. Line. Yeah. Like a laser line.
My initials.
Right. Yeah. Just right into the sides.
Just a few.
Give it some high
there.
Class. Because it could dance.
It could.
Motherfuckers. It dances. Right. Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome. Shave it like it's a little stick figure. Today I was taking an exam, and I, you know what I mean. Like the penis is his penis, but he's a little... Okay. Today I was taking an exam, and I knew I was unprepared. So I wrote some cheat notes on my ankle. Not my penis.
Oh,
on
wow.
my ankle. Because it's like a 10-question quiz.
Right. It'd be like multiple choice letter A.
One and two. Yeah, just A. That's all you're getting. As I cross my legs, I look at my notes. I realize, oh my God, I wore tall boots to class. I can't even cheat properly now. Fuck my life.
Oh my God.
And then the teacher
God.
Came by, and I got in trouble.
Kind of taking off one boot a yeah. little bit. Like yeah. I get poison ivy on this ankle here. I got to look at it all the time, too, make sure it's okay.
Today I was at my new apartment, my fiance coming home, so I filled the apartment with candles and put on some sexy music. Mm. You know what I mean?
What do you consider sexy music? Some DJ Funk?
DJ Funk, yes, dude. Face down ass.
Or what? Wait, what music did you put on for me? Do you remember?
Johnny
Cash.
It was. You know Ooh. Why?
I hurt myself today. Oh, is that it? Or was it Ring of Fire?
Yeah.
It's ding, ding.
I know it, dude.
It
but
burns.
Just because I remember that when we first met, you were like, I like Johnny Cash. And I'm like, oh, remember what Keith said? You got to just write one thing down.
Right?
If you remember it, you're good to go.
Good.
Today, a couple more here. Today, I was at my new apartment. My fiance was coming home, so I filled the apartment with candles. I just read this. When he came up to my door, I wasn't finished with it. I was... Just making sure you remembered. I answered the door naked. He was in bed cheating on me. No, that happened to me once. You remember that?
Oh,
whoa.
What I didn't know was that he was bringing his dad to see the new apartment. Fuck my life.
Wow.
Dad, this is my girl.
This is my new apartment and my girlfriend.
My whore.
Oh, that's... Well,
dad would have loved her then.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like stock goes up a couple of points
right.
there.
You think? Just like right there.
There
when
go,
he gets
son.
A little too drunk at Christmas and like brings it up, like... I remember that time when you answered the door, Dagan. That was great. You should do that more often.
He's like a rancher, and he starts inspecting her like stock. He's like, nice firm buttocks.
Well, it
kind
of depends on the girlfriend, though.
Right.
I mean, might not be that great of a treat.
He just turns around and leaves.
Yeah. That's how you know right there she's okay with your dad.
No,
she's the Miller boys have standards, son.
Yeah. Like,
not under my roof.
I love that the ranch humor got busted out in Queens. Right. By the way, no, I loved that. I don't know if anybody else caught that, but I liked that. That's probably
that
the only time that's ever happened.
Ever. See,
we may want to call Guinness.
We got him on speed dial.
Yeah.
Today I changed the locks on my apartment so my crazy ex-girlfriend couldn't get in. I went to her house to return her house key. I accidentally gave her the key to my new locks.
Oops.
And can't find her old house key. Now I need her to come let me into my own house.
Oh, and now you gotta change the locks again.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck my life.
Is that it for Fuck My Life?
Are you ready to read us some sea
oh, yeah.
tweets?
Hold on, let me
do
get
you
want
to do it how we do it and ask forgiveness to our Father for you have sinned?
Well,
and
we
then
only
confess
do that with
them?
We do that with confessions.
But secret tweets are little confessions.
They're more like Fuck secret My Life.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just fucking
they're right
read
in the
them.
Middle.
Fuck My Life.
Tweet. Tweet it.
Secret tweet. Oh, he's got intro music for it. Dude.
Let's see.
Tweet. Secret tweet.
There you go. Secret tweet.
That was the best theme
like
song
that?
Of this show all the,
beautiful.
All the life
I
of the
don't
show.
Plug in the drum machine. I got to bring it.
All right, let's see. Yeah, that was the drum machine.
That was the drum machine.
My client farted during a meeting today, and I pretended not to notice. It was so foul, I billed her an extra hour on my timesheet.
Wow.
Yes, that is.
Oh, shit.
I
can
like
you
that.
Put a price on like that? Flagellants, I guess, or just how awful it is. Or?
I guess that's an hour.
That's
like $36 extra dollars in your pocket.
Right.
Go.
That's true.
We gotta wait for that MasterCard commercial.
billing yourself. Yeah, your client farting in your office so foul. Like, let's see here. I found my parents had a huge.
Sorry, you guys.
You gotta. It's so Fuck My Life. It's tweet. But you gotta do it for all of them.
Yeah. Oh, this couch pulls out, so does he. How you doing?
He'll be here all night.
Oh, God damn it.
I found my parents had a huge box of sex toys and can no longer feel comfortable around my mom or dad even look them in the face.
That was 26s for sure. Wow. He got home, he was bored, started going through his parents' shit.
He's like,
oh my God.
I should have gone to the Jam Holes show.
Went to New York.
Okay, and let's see here. And Adam? Adam?
What? I'm looking, I don't see it.
Adam?
What?
No, aren't you supposed to...
What?
Tweet.
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 Jesus.
Tweet.
Fuck a dickhole. Like,
tweet.
Where's this? Where is it? Oh, my
Come
God.
Come on, iPhone knockoff.
Oh,
it's gone.
This
it
is
freeze?
Weak, dude.
It's
you
gone.
Just broke
it's
the jam
gone.
Hole.
It's
Our friend has
it was
a
here. It was
Blackberry
right here.
It freezes all the time. Maybe that's... You got to bang it on the fucking
right.
desk.
Are you looking for a specific one?
Yeah, I wrote them down. I wrote the numbers down. Oh, here it is. Okay, here it is.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll say we can chill for a minute. I'll go out and have a smoke.
All right, ready?
Tweet.
I no, it's after. It's at, right after.
I did
dude.
One, and you didn't tweet.
I
he
accent.
Did. I
okay.
I retract my tweet. Wait.
I accent.
Okay.
The tweet.
That's
after.
Tweet backwards.
All right. I hold that hidden. Let's see. I tell everyone I'm done with cocaine, but I think about it all day, every day.
Tweet!
I have heard cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Oh, man. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug.
I'm going to also be the celebrity soundboard, too. All
right.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Can we just, like, bring up a celebrity and then you have to instantly do it? Like, just
yeah. I can't guarantee they're not going to be
Madden,
terrible.
Go.
You see,
it sounds like Bill Cosby.
The chalkboards and the Jell-O pudding pop. Here's the thing about most of my impressions.
They
they're
like
going to resemble Bill Cosby quite a bit.
But then again, if John Madden was black, who would he be?
Right.
Yeah, Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Right. He'd be a bit, cool. Yeah.
Right.
The direct parallel.
So was that all the secret tweets?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I just wrote down three. Just thought I'd make it quick
okay,
on the
cool.
jam hole.
Well, thank you for
oh,
that.
Oh, boy.
That's fantastic.
Just
We've
a little ditty.
Anyone else read those before.
Yeah. I feel special and
you
included.
Good
wow.
Job.
It's good great. Job.
Way more than Adam.
So what we need to do first.
Tweet!
Tweet!
Sorry, I just had to button it up.
Tweet! We since we've been in New York, we haven't really been doing shows on you know the Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule, and we were saving this to do on the show before we left, but with all the shit, we totally forgot, and then we had to stop the show that we did here the first you know, show that we did here.
Right, fuck you, neighbors.
Right, fuck you, neighbors in the Cosmopolitan Hotel in New York, New York, you piece of shit scums. So what we're going to do is the question of the week, but it's not going to be the one that you guys... Well, that's not even up yet, is it?
No.
Well, what the fuck am I saying?
That won't be up till Monday.
Excuse me. Rewind. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're going to do the question of the week now. Have
rewind.
You guys answered this question?
You
guys have answered Stray mm-hmm. Radiation's question. Okay. Yeah. Well, we have not, and if you feel like...
Yeah.
Reiterating
we'll,
what you
how
said.
How about we'll answer and but then we'll yell remix exclusive.
All right. So this week's question of the week at Stereo Radiation's turn. This is a 5 podcast gangbang jerk off fucking thing we do every week.
Circle jerk.
Podcast about Stereo Radiation Big Mouths podcast. These fine fellows here from Ear Candy Podcast.
EarCandyNewYork.com.
EarCandyNewYork.com. EarCandyPodcastNewYork.com.
EarCandyNewYork.
EarCandy.com.
EarCandy.
We're going to find that Google fucker.
Google EarCandy.
Yeah. We're going
to
find
that
fucker.
Yeah, we didn't want to pay $5,000 to get EarCandy.
Punch that guy right in the face.
There's like 800 things called EarCandy.
Yeah.
So,
Actually, there's a record store in Missoula, Montana that sells glass and records called EarCandy.
Taking them down.
No, I'm going to Missoula. I'm taking pictures.
Them and their ranch here.
I'm
going
to buy some pipes from there.
We're going to be
in Missoula. And mail them to here.
Oh,
we'll send you a picture of it.
Yeah.
And you'll know. You'll be like, this is the place.
This is, I'm here.
But so we went with.
Because he probably owns EarCandy.com.
No. Is his name Chip Brown? I believe the man. Guy's name is Chip Brown.
I don't know.
But we,
Chip
that's
the
why we
Dick Brown.
That'd be weird, though.
We went with EarCandyNewYork.com to differentiate between
right.
the.
And you're in New York.
Yeah, we thought we.
It all kind of plays together. Yeah, it all works together.
We'd spice up the old podcasting and say where we were.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, every week we all take turns asking and answering different questions. This week it was Stereo Radiation's turn, and this is the question.
Hey, this is Capital Z from Stereo Radiation.
Hey, this is McG.
And this is our question of the week for this week. The question goes like this: would you rather have a golf ball-sized tumor in your mouth, something that you could never get rid of, something that was a permanent obstruction in your mouth that you couldn't get rid of because it would make you bleed to death. It would be very painful, and it just couldn't get out of there.
Can you bite on it? Can you chew on it?
It might taste good.
Mm.
Put some Franks on it.
Right.
And the other option is, would you rather have the words limp penis tattooed across your forehead and you could not get it removed or modified?
Could I let my hair grow over it?
No, you could not.
Oh.
No way of obstructing it.
Oh.
So, that is our question of the week. Thank you for playing.
Either a fucking
tumor
that you have to live with or a tattoo. That's fucking tough.
Either way, you're never getting laid again.
Either way, that's like physical, though. Like, you couldn't eat.
Yeah.
And you couldn't fucking get laid or kiss or like, your life's over.
I would go with the limp penis tattoo and then just walk around with a hard on all the time.
Just
to totally prove the point.
You're like Curly from the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Just hang a fedora on that thing.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
My coat's hanging there. What is your coat? Oh.
Ooh, this hog.
Is that a coat rack or are you just happy to see me?
No, it's my
penis.
Oh, it's a coat rack.
Limp dick tattooed on your forehead.
Right.
Never mind.
So I need to make up for it.
I think I would go with the tattoo, but then I would start a band and I would just name it Limp Dick.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm the fucking lead singer of the band Limp Dick. And by that point, everyone will be like, oh my God, they would be coming up to me and they'd be like, oh my God, you're the singer from Limp Dick. And I'm like, fucking yeah, right.
How so good?
My not Limp Dick. And then. Fucking done. Easy question, bitches. Done.
You can't alter it at all, but can you add?
Oh, you can't
like,
alter it?
You
can't
can
add dot
it?
Com? Could you add dot com?
Yeah, exactly. Or like
dot
like,
.org, nonprofit.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'd see whatever was available and then add that to it after.
Yeah, or like limp
dicknewyork.com.
Like, you know, like.
Since you're in New York.
Dixon, it's my name. And then just change your name to Limp.
Yeah,
no big deal.
Well, we already got Limp Bizkit, so.
Yeah, that's.
And that works for him, I guess.
It does. There's another band.
He has that tattooed somewhere, doesn't he?
Probably.
I get soft every time I hear Limp Bizkit.
Yes. I want
to
I want to turn it off every time I hear Limp Bizkit.
I did it all for the nookie.
Doesn't affect.
It's all for the nookie.
It's all for the. You let me tell you where you put that cookie.
Tell me.
You stick it up your
Yeah.
Stick
yeah.
it up your yeah.
Yeah.
And then repeat that 3-4 more times.
Yeah. And then you have
How do you like
song.
That?
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
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 Hey, you guys, I wrote these lyrics this weekend for that song that we had.
Yeah.
I drew the art for it, too.
So, dude, okay. check this out. Ooh. I rhymed cookie with weight. Check this out.
Oh.
Nookie.
Which
yeah.
means sex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sweet, baby.
I'm a genius.
I know. And then after that, I was like,
I'm not a gay fish.
Yeah, like 15 times.
Yeah,
we've got a record.
God, I hate that guy.
Do you like fish
Scott
sticks?
Yeah, but I don't get it.
Do you like fish sticks in your mouth?
Yeah.
You're a gay fish.
I don't get it. I'm not a gay fish. I fucking hate Kanye West. Seriously, though, like, be happy with what
Seriously.
You have. Really.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
Wear your Venetian blind sunglasses and have a good,
Just
have a fun night.
Yeah. Now they're horizontal.
And stop making music.
It's
and
not
like,
Venetian.
Go on vacation or something.
Oh yeah, your mini blind sunglasses.
You mini blind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
Venetian blinds, yeah,
my
like,
man.
We saw some of those today.
Yeah,
and did she's you?
Like, do you
oh,
want
you
a
can't.
Pair of these?
No.
And then we
yeah.
started doing the gay fish joke. Right. Every time I see that shit now, I associate it with fish sticks and gay fish.
What if you guys went back to Montana just dressed just, like assholes?
Oh, just
we would
what
fit
if we
in
just got
with
you
like
all...
20% of the people there?
Oh God,
just G'd up.
Because this really is the capital of. Just dressing
but
like a jackass.
They all do assholes. Meth, so we'd have to start doing meth.
Oh,
again.
Really?
Again?
In what? Montana? Huh?
Did I say?
Oh.
Yeah.
They all do meth in Montana?
We have a lot of meth.
Oh, yeah.
In
There's
Montana.
A lot.
It's a devastating problem among the youth
no,
of
it's,
our beautiful village.
Sure.
It's a crazy...
village.
The crazy thing is that, like... Because drugs normally come
That's
out of,
so
like,
weird.
The big city, like New York and San Francisco, but meth came from Oregon... And like worked its way outward.
It
and
did?
Like initially?
Yeah. Initially.
Really?
A bathtub started, in Oregon.
Yeah, there's like, they traced it back
dream
to
was
a.
Born.
Yeah,
to this bathtub in Portland over a Starbucks
right.
where meth was born.
Drano begat. Brillo begat.
Ephedrine
yeah.
begat.
Windex begat.
Ivory soap. Liquid detergent.
Which begat the bathtub.
Which begat a gentleman
yeah, I bet
that
bathtub was super fucking clean
oh,
when
yeah.
they were done
no
making that meth.
No
with
oh,
all
God.
Those cleaning products that are in there.
There was no tub there anymore.
Yeah.
It's a big hole.
So why did meth stick so well in Montana?
Because people's lives in Montana, as much as you may see all of the depressed, sad-looking people here because they have to ride a fucking subway every day of their
right.
lives.
And elevators have shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's actually worse in Montana.
Whoa. Yeah, hold on.
Whoa.
we,
except for
no.
us. But we'd make it rich if we could show everyone in Montana, New York.
You remember the
we'd
dude?
We live in the happiest city in the world.
Remember yeah. the dude that, with the kid in the stroller that
yes.
walked out of the elevator when we got in it?
Yes.
It was him that shit in there. I'm calling it.
He was.
he shit. That's
he just
why.
Held his kid in the corner
yeah.
and let him shit.
That's so awesome. I bet it was, too.
It Holy smelled shit. Pretty fresh, or it just had been built up for a while.
Smelled like
well,
Lunchables.
That's, I mean, that's a, it's a tiny little, you
yeah.
got that little chamber there, and the doors stay closed until you hit the button, so that scent is not getting out
right.
until,
I know.
Every time
I
the
was,
door's open for that 2 seconds,
yeah,
not much is getting out.
No.
That's,
I was doing that at our hotel room in the elevator. I'd go down, and it's like the
You shat in the elevator?
Well, no.
You took a shit in the elevator? Cause,
that's a good idea, though.
You should. On your last
oh,
day, on your
boy.
Way out, as
oh,
you were going down.
Just, oh, the whole thing. And then
oh,
I'm gonna
yeah.
hit all 7 buttons.
Just let it go all the way up.
But yeah, like
one
it's
one.
So slow, and if you hit the buttons, it will go to each one. It's so painfully slow. So when we get to the top, we'll fucking fart in it, and then hit all the buttons and close it. And I think it was David. It was one of you guys, or it was David. Was like at the bottom, and like he was getting in it as I had already sent it down.
Yeah,
and he got up to the top, and just the look on his face was like so fucking. Just
it's like
I know that was fucking you. I just had to go to each fucking floor to get.
I just spent the last 35 minutes in this fucking
it takes
elevator.
So long.
It's 7 floors, by the way.
It's so slow.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, but then that happened to me. But like there, he didn't fart in it, but. All the buttons got pushed, and I was like, everyone.
Well, no, what you did is you pushed the floor button to where we needed to go, and then you thought that was where the priority was the order
right,
of the buttons.
And then
he pushes
yeah,
everyone.
Because I just got
and then
pissed.
It goes down.
That was another time. Oh, Oh, God. All right. Well, we're about an hour in, so I'm just going to read a few news stories, and then these guys probably got more important shit to do than sit here and listen to this. So
word.
We'll read a few news stories, and we'll get the fuck out of here. And then, Saturday we're going to do the Richard Cheese thing. We'll probably do, I don't know, we can maybe do one more show.
Yeah.
On Sunday on her birthday, maybe. Right. If that's what she wants to do.
Happy birthday.
Because you're not getting shit for your birthday.
Yeah.
We're so broke right
now.
This is
Jammo.
How old are you going to be, baby?
You're welcome.
Oh, 23. Sorry, it's just really hard to share a mic, so I'm kind of actually being quiet
poor
this
baby.
Time. It's okay. I'll get back to the couch later. You know
That's right. So, we'll probably do that on Saturday with the lapel mics again. And then, on Sunday. And then Monday we go back home.
How are we going to do that in our hotel?
Well, we'll do it in the daytime. We finished up the other episode, right. 180. So
you guys will actually have to tune in and get on the live chat and stuff while
Word
we're doing
oh, yeah.
the
yeah.
full
come
effect
see us
of it.
In our fucking hotel room.
We'll watch and see how tiny this hotel room is.
Oh,
I'll even know it before the show. I will drag this one of these cams into the bathroom and show you
how tiny the fucking bed
is.
So bad, eh?
Yeah, and if you're there for the pre-show, sometimes he walks in on me in the shower.
With the fucking camera.
That's what I hear.
Although, you probably won't even need to bring the camera in the bathroom since you could just have it in the corner. And they'll show the whole
just
room.
Just turn it. Just it's like, there's our bathroom.
There it is.
Right.
All right, so
he got you in the shower from the front door.
Yes. It is. It's like right there. It's so
seriously
sad.
Is. Here's the front door. Here's the bathroom.
I'm not even trying to get you in the shower.
I think we got a picture of David like sitting on the toilet and touching all four of the walls. But honestly, I took a piss before we started this show, and I can do that in there. You guys might have heard me bump my fucking elbow.
There's no shower or bathtub.
Well,
in there.
It's like a half bathroom, but it's as big, or ours is just a tiny bit bigger than that, and we have a shower in ours.
Yeah, cram a tub in there. That's our bathroom.
Yeah.
That's
turned around and just
teeny tiny.
Yeah. All right, so we got a few stories here. Then we'll get the fuck out. This one is called "Man Jailed for Urinating on Woman During Flight."
Wow!
Did you see anybody on that plane you would have liked to just pissed on?
You for one.
Me?
Yeah, because you were a ripping asshole on me.
Well, I did
so
do that.
I could have just
but
pissed
you
on you.
Peed on me for that.
I might.
Really?
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm going to remember that on the way back.
Piss.
You're a son of a bitch.
No.
I see your fart, and I show you piss.
Right.
I raise you piss.
I raise you piss.
I raise you piss.
I will raise it to poo, and then it will get raised to probably us getting kicked the fuck off
right.
the plane.
Yeah, that was.
So this is out of Honolulu. A 28-year-old man has been sentenced to 3 weeks in jail for urinating on a 66-year-old woman.
Oh.
That's all you get for pissing on an old lady? That's all you get is 3 weeks?
Wow.
In Honolulu, so I don't
right.
know.
Oh,
that's but I'm 28, and I can totally see, just some old lady pissing me off so bad to where I just...
Hey, it's better
literally?
Than being
pissed on, huh?
Oh,
I'll fucking
no,
piss
I
on
was
you.
Just...
Is there a pun intended in that or not?
No,
really?
I'm just saying, I'm to that point where if just sitting there, always having to go to the bathroom and, having to cross over, I would just do it, That's not far off from myself. I can see myself just
what if
losing
he was just
it.
Wasted on the flight, and he's this is my bathroom. This 66-year-old lady is obviously,
right. She looks like a toilet.
Those airplane toilets are looking more like 66-year-old ladies.
They are making them more and more like 60-year-old ladies.
When I'm rich, I'm totally going to
in this man's defense.
Just like that.
Yeah. An old lady.
The flight was going from, it was a continental flight going from L.A. to Honolulu. Jerome Kenneth Kingzio? What is that word?
Fuck, I don't even know what it is.
Okay, a resident of the U.S. Commonwealth.
Kingzio,
thank you. A resident of the U.S. Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, Jesus, was sentenced after pleading guilty Tuesday to assault charges in federal court in Honolulu. The victim was headed to Hawaii on March 21st for a scuba diving vacation. A 66-year-old?
Wow.
Really? Is that
The 66-year-old was? Or
yeah.
I guess
scuba.
Was the 28-year-old the victim?
Who was going?
We're sorry you had to pee on this old lady.
Oh, no, I didn't hear the victim. The victim was going scuba diving.
Yeah.
But the trip had to be canceled because of piss everywhere? They couldn't get the piss out?
Yeah.
On account of rain?
On
account of rain. Rained out.
Rained out.
Game fucking
get the tarps over the ocean.
Canceled. Rescheduled.
Where's the ground? Where's the ocean?
Tarp in the ocean.
Holy shit. The Attorney General said the woman reported that not only was her vacation ruined, but everything smells like pee, but she continues
to suffer.
Welcome
to New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? We're just getting you used to how it's going to smell. Like, that's
good
not
Lord.
Everywhere. I do not actually. Like, when we got out of the subway around here, we were
right.
like, this kind of looks like Kalispell. Like, yeah. We were like, holy shit,
right?
dude. You can't see the city skyline.
Yeah, it's a whole different place.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I like it. Where the fuck am I? Right. Her vacation was ruined, but of course she continues to suffer emotionally from the incident.
So when, she needs money.
When people suffer emotionally, they usually want
money.
Mm-hmm. Money, of course.
Nothing solves emotional problems.
Right. Like, yeah. Some of that I got pissed on in an airplane, fucking money, of course. And that is it for that story. And then this one is called Illinois Police Say Boy 13. Not 13 of them.
Right.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. Boy 13 used handgun to rob bank. Excuse me. Out of Peoria, Illinois, a 13-year-old boy used a handgun to rob a bank before police caught him hiding in a nearby garage after a foot chase. He took off. Could you catch a 13-year-old, though?
I don't know.
Like, if you're a cop, though.
They're pretty spry.
Right. And cops aren't.
Yeah.
Right. I guess he had a gun, so that... Yeah.
Well, it says the cop, though. So
that's true. I would have, like, took two steps out of the car and been like... Got him right in the leg.
Like, I have a vest and you don't, so who's
right.
really going to win
Pop
here?
The kid?
Yeah, no.
Just pop the kid, no questions asked.
Well, he's fine. It was a leg shot. I didn't gut shoot him or nothing.
Yeah.
I just got him in the leg.
Just a flesh wound.
Right.
Police said the teen used the gun to rob Southside Bank on Monday. They said he fled the bank with a weapon and a bag of money wearing a black hooded sweatshirt. Black pants and a red bandana
and
on his face. Banging bloods.
Nice.
Banging bloods. Police apprehended him 36 minutes after the robbery was reported. Is that young, like, to be in...
13?
13?
In the bloods?
Yeah, well,
do they recruit young, like,
initiation
in Africa?
I don't think it's young to be in the bloods.
Maybe the Crips.
Yeah.
They have
well, they run a tight ship.
Yeah, the Crips is 17 and up.
Child labor laws. Uh-huh. Right,
exactly.
Right.
They don't want to be caught
is
for that
really
shit.
In the... Is he really
a midlife operation.
I just made that
Jimmy Hoffa stuff.
Well,
get busted for tax evasion.
Yeah, they could.
Oh, the Crips got busted for fucking.
Oh,
yeah.
Son of a bitch.
How did the Crips get brought down? We brought the Crips down for child labor.
Child
labor brought the Crips down.
Every time. What were you guys saying?
I totally forgot.
Okay.
I was listening to him.
That's awesome.
Sorry.
Forgot to claim those stolen dubs.
I thought he said something.
Damn it.
He shouldn't have robbed the bank and just tried to get some of that I got pissed on in an airplane money.
I know.
Yeah. That's sweet money these days.
Go find R. Kelly and be like,
oh, baby.
Yeah, let's take a Sun Country flight.
Fucking
on a
Where did he get the gun?
His dad. I learned it from watching you.
His dad probably told him to do it.
Right. That might have been like in...
Yeah. He said the economy
was
bad.
Knife. You shank him real quick.
Shank him.
Daddy's not going to have his social security. You're going to have to shank that guy.
I just like the idea of trying to bait a celebrity into pissing on you. I like that.
Well, you'd have to, like, you know which ones might be more apt to do it than others.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, maybe R. Kelly likes...
R. Kelly?
He likes if you put little, like, Cheerio targets in your hair.
Right. Like, one-way Boca Raton.
You just find You find their Twitter and their MySpace, and you see what they're into, and then you do that. You become the very essence of what they're into. And then be like, piss on me.
Dunking his hand in hot water.
Yeah, really. Piss on me.
I'm everything you want me to be. Piss all over
and
me.
More.
Just trying to bait him.
And more. Yeah. When we're at the Richard Cheese concert, I'll read up and see what he likes.
You going to try to get Cheese
to
piss on you?
Piss on me. Well, her, but yeah. One of us.
Well, that's just... If he pees on her, that's just
get her.
Porn.
Oh, well, either way, we're making
You guys
money.
Can make some money off that.
Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
Which one of you is going to
weed
the Cheese?
That's a dollar iTunes download.
Oh, shit. Can you sell porn on iTunes?
It's not porn.
I mean,
you could technically...
Well, right,
you could technically,
I just thought something totally different. Can you sell porn
I don't know if you can.
iTunes?
I think it would have to be, like, super softcore.
I think
or,
it's
like,
FCC rated.
Yeah.
So I guess you could show her getting peed on as long as there was no dick in the frame.
Right.
Right. Cut
if there
the
was like,
out.
Yeah.
Like a glory hole thing.
Right.
Just like censor the
yeah, there's,
dick.
There's already dick there. Dick's cheese.
Or can you just put like a, get like a dick sock and poke a hole in the tip
yeah.
and just piss out of that?
Yeah, it could be like a one of, what is that? Lamb chop. It could be like lamb chop.
Lamb
you could have like the lamb chop puppet with like fucking just pissing out of its mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That's perfect.
How many times do I got to tell you to leave lamb chop out of this?
It is the never ends. Christmas on.
Because
I've had too much to drink.
I want to count how many times the word dick was said.
A lot.
I think we might have got another Guinness World Record there.
Mr. Cheese would not approve of this kind of talk.
No.
So we'll be there at Webster Hall Saturday if you guys want to come watch Braden get pissed on.
No.
Right. So, yeah, authorities found the gun and the money near where they arrested the boy, of course, because he probably just threw him. And that is it for that story. I don't know where he got the fucking the colors, the gangbanging colors.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I got one more here. This one is called Man Allegedly Stabs Brother. Right?
What? Right.
Over
allegedly,
not
I like
saying
that
he
it's
did.
Still up for investigation. Allegedly. He may or may not have stabbed me.
Well,
but we do know for sure it was over pork and beans.
It's only speculation.
Pork and beans.
Pork and beans.
Yes. Is that really worth stabbing over? How hungry are you, dude? Jesus.
Depends.
Well, yeah. Wait,
do you live
were these
in
brothers
New York,
two hobos?
And are you out of money because your trip was too expensive? And you're a poor planner.
Oh, good God.
two hobos fighting with little plastic forks. Yeah. He was stabbed with a plastic knife.
They're like, they both look the same. They
Spork
must
fight?
Have been.
Spork fight?
Must have been his brother.
Spork fight!
Yes. Thank you for picking up on that.
I saw it coming.
Thank
I was
you for
ready.
Picking up on
I'm
that.
I'm just glad I said the right word. That was going to be really awkward.
Yeah. You could have said fork spite. That would have been a mess. Right?
You ruined the bit.
Oh, fuck. I would have just fucking thrown my headphones down. Quit mucking up the jam hole.
Shit, we come in here and everything just gets broke. You broke a mic stand,
right?
Yeah.
I
Lou Ferrango'd the shit out of that mic stand. I was just like, Hulk smash.
He was doing fucking Axl Rose thing and just snapped in half.
Spork fight.
Spork fight.
Here we go. News. Sorry to interrupt.
Gillum, Louisiana, Sheriff's deputy said a 54-year-old man stabbed his 63-year-old brother during an argument in their kitchen over a can of pork and beans. Sheriff's spokesman Cindy Chadwick said the suspect was booked Tuesday on one count. Is that word court? I can't read off the laptop. Go fuck yourself.
Well, it's a small screen and it's further away than we're used to.
Okay. Yeah. Of aggravated battery, right. Chadwick said the brother was treated at a medical center for stab wounds in his left arm and shoulder blade twice.
Wow.
One for the pork, one for the beans.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He won both.
Of course.
Because he had one in each hand.
Right. It wasn't like the pre-made pork and beans. He had pork and beans, and he's like, I'm going to make some. And then his brother was
you
like,
you got pork all in my beans. You got beans all in my pork.
Stab, stab.
It was quite a debacle.
That's exactly how it happened. That's a bad story.
That was awesome.
I bet it was. Like, it was the brother's pork and the other brother's beans. Yeah. And, like, they're both like, well, fuck. And he took it, and he got stabbed for it. That's how the cookie crumbles.
It's like the Reese's peanut butter ad.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought of when you said that. That's exactly like that. You got chocolate in my peanut butter. You got peanut butter in my chocolate. Oh,
the kids are happy. Yay.
Quit pork in my beans.
So, yeah, that was it for that story, and I think that is it for this show.
We're cutting it a little short.
Well, yeah, we can't do two-hour shows here with all.
Well, and I don't want to ride.
Dying.
Yeah, and I don't want to ride that fucking subway.
Yeah, it's 12:40, and we got to make sure we can catch the fucking subway.
Oh, good God, it's 12:40.
Yeah, it's getting late.
TheJamHole.com. What's yours? Ear Candy?
Ear Candy,
N-Y.
New York?
Is it New York or is it
you have to
N-Y?
Spell
whole
it all
word,
out.
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Whole
no,
word.
No cutting corners here.
Yeah. Ear Candy, New
York. We should
probably
just buy NY, too.
There's actually links on our site, too.
Well,
them, so.
Sure. No, what you need to do is you need to make a redirect.
Yeah, right. Just buy the site and make
that.
A redirect.
Yeah. Sure. Well, this guy's got a Twitter. I don't know. Do you?
I don't,
are you into that?
He has a Twitter, but he just follows.
If you want, you can go to twitter.com/AdamHinneker. And I only receive Twitters. I'm like a Twitter bottom.
Really?
You know?
Well,
I only
funny,
I only
a
take
picture.
I take
taking.
A Twitter. Oh. I take a twit.
I'll follow you.
You want to
twat?
Wait a minute. I thought I was going to okay. Oh, but I'll probably right. start like posting shit soon.
You guys are just at Jamhole, right?
Huh?
Just at Jamhole.
TheJamhole.com/Twitter.
No, when I if I wanted to at you, like if I
oh
to,
yeah yeah the jam hole,
the jam hole,
that's
okay.
mine.
Okay,
the they all have theirs, but yeah, you can find him on our site, thejamhole.com/Joe, because his name's a pain in the ass to figure out.
COZZELLO.
Nice.
If you can't remember that, Jigglers. Just slash Joe. We'll fucking put that up, and yeah, give us a vote on Podcast Alley. Give them a vote. Stereo Radiation, Hot Cakes, Big Mouths, all those fuckers, and we'll probably be back.
Sunday. If it's up to Danny here because it's her birthday.
Right. If she says no show, my hands are tied, I guess, guys. Yeah. If she says my hands are tied, then
I guess
they're probably actually tied because she tied
or
the
that,
fuck
if she catches
up
because
it's her birthday. She's a freak.
Freak.
I'm only
speculating.
I'm only
Happy
speculating.
Birthday. Oh, man. Well, thank you guys for having us in your fucking his house.
Thank you for having
awesome.
Me
this
as a
awesome.
Guest in my own home.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Awesome.
And truly a guest in my
I
own home.
I have not gotten a chance to Twitter while I'm doing something, so now this is great.
Like, do it.
Like oh. on. So
are
just
you...
a little. Just I'm just saying, like a little, haha, I'm on the jam hole. And now I Twittered that. That's the greatest thing.
See, you should have done that before
technology.
We. You yeah. should have Twittered the, like, address.
I should have done that, like, an hour ago.
When I was in your bathroom, yeah. I was like, haha, I'm at the Ear Candy Studio pissing in the corner trash can. Send.
Send. Twit pick
and
for later.
Then we did the show.
Twit pick.
Got it.
Twit pick.
All right, dude, guys, we'll this. Be back fucking Sunday, and if not, then we'll see when we get back to Montana, back to our couch.
On Wednesday?
On, right. Whoa, you just blew my mind a little bit.
Monday,
really?
Bro.
Yeah,
Monday?
But we're not
no,
doing a show
we're
Monday
not doing a show.
We'll be back.
No. Right.
Oh, okay. You guys, actually, Braden, didn't you tell him?
Oh,
staying
fuck.
With,
oh, yeah.
Braden's
are we
staying
seriously?
With yeah, he's going to go. He's going to stay. He's
here's
gonna
the thing.
Candy.
He ran out of money, and...
Oh, so thought, you got to stay the night here. Huh?
I,
well, we'll see you in the morning. Right. We'll see you guys when you're around. You're coming somewhere in Montana.
Yeah. I'll be coming to Montana.
Doing a little stand-up tour.
Yep.
That'll be awesome.
That'll be rad. As
oh,
soon as
yeah.
I find the dates, I'll let you guys
yeah.
know
we'll
where
put them on
I'll
the
be
site.
Even closer.
And podcastgangbang.com will have all that shit if he wants to be affiliated with
Dude,
that.
Love it. Podcast Circle Jerk.
Yeah.
Sure. Bukkakecast.com.
We're
going to
buy all the sex
just everything?
Terms.
podcasting?
Yeah. That's
Podstretcher.com.
Right. Podrape.org.
Interracial pod face.
Podophile.com.
Cream podophile. Creampod.com.
Two okay. podcasts and a girl. and a pizza place.com.
Two pods, yeah. a cup, and Charlie shit. Sheen.
That's awesome.
Podcasts in the city.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, podcasts
Cast
in the city.
In the city,
yeah.
baby.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you had more.
What? No,
I was
going to
just let that roll.
Oh, really?
All right, we'll talk to you guys then. Goodbye.
Have a great
Bye.
Night.
Peace.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.